Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, for my long-term listeners that have been following the show, you know I love nothing more than to do an episode announcing a brand new podcast, and today that's what we're going to be talking about. So we have Dr. Samuel Lee on the line, who's a psychiatrist at Transcendence Mental Health and host of, I'm proud to announce, the newly launched The Spiritual Psychiatrist Podcast. Sam, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam. It's a joy to be here, man.
All right. So I got to say, I've been looking at your show. I've been watching the, like, it's released on our website for everybody that hasn't checked it out. It's the first time you're seeing it. It's at missionmatters.com. And of course, on Apple and Spotify and everywhere you listen to your podcast. But I'm telling you, when I first seen that, I'm like, I seen the show, I seen the setup and everything else. And I'm like, man, you do good work. Like, how do you feel? New podcaster.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I feel great, you know, and I always like to say we ain't even had breakfast yet. So what I mean by that is just getting started. But yeah, man, conversations and with people that I really find interesting who are here to change the world is what I enjoy these days, man. So it's a joy. It's fun. And hopefully it's helping some people along the way. And I love the title Mission Matters. So it's an honor to be a part of Mission Matters, amplifying the stories that matter.
Well, one of the things I like to do as we get kicked off here is I start every episode with what we call our Mission Matters Minute. So that's where I share our story. So at Mission Matters, as you're aware, our goal here and our aim and mission is to amplify stories for business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, experts, entertainers, like stories that we feel need to be heard and shared. That's our mission. Sam, what mission matters to you?
Yeah. So what's coming to me is a new global paradigm of mental health. So this is one of my missions, imagining a world, reverse engineering a world where our children have access to healthcare and that it not only heals them, that only takes away a label and a diagnosis because they're not a label or a diagnosis, but actually activates and potentiates their potential. So all of the technologies are already here to do that. And so now it's just the joy of, you know, those who love peace are, you know, communicating and collaborating. And it's a joy, man. So a new global paradigm of mental health where our children grow up with, you know, healthcare that really works and treats the root cause.
What is the term in that phrase, the spiritual psychiatrist? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, great question. So for the longest time, what I started realizing was current Western psychiatry, all it really does is it band-aids, if you want to say, the third dimensional symptoms. And so if you have a negative of a photograph in the invisible world, the metaphysical world, and you have a photograph, which is what you see, physics, if you only treat and band-aid what you see, for example, symptom management, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, only what you can see, my patients never got better. And so it's the world of, if you want to call it metaphysics or the spiritual world, thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, words, and frequency. And Tesla and Einstein said the future of medicine is frequency and the future is now. So when we start adjusting the thoughts, attitudes, words, beliefs, these frequencies actually metaphysics cause become physics. And so that's why I wasn't seeing anybody in LA being a psychiatrist actually really get better. And so I started realizing, oh, there are scalar wave machines. There are these amazing technologies that actually treat the root cause and our children can get better and we can get better and we can heal. And so that's why I call myself the spiritual psychiatrist, because I want to switch the paradigm from treating and band-aiding symptoms to actually treating the root cause, which is a disconnection from our higher self. So instead of going horizontal, go vertical.
Yeah. What excites me about this concept and thought process is that if we go back, I don't know, five, maybe 10 years ago, whatever it is. So maybe some people are still coming along, but that concept of wavelengths and being able to, and us as beings and transcendence, like all of these things at one point were thought about kind of, you know, on the fringe, like a medical doctor, an MD or a psychiatrist, like you couldn't really say these things without people looking at you like, huh, is that right? Like, don't we need another pill or don't we need a not dissing medicine, right? Everything has its place, but like, talk to me about how your message is received now.
Yeah, it's starting to become more and more popular. And so there's nothing more exciting than the right idea at the right time. And so 100%, yeah, for the longest time, doctors were even scared to speak out because they would be called fringe medicine. They would be labeled and they would be, you know, they
would be like, oh, well, my doctor went and said this and there goes your reputation, right? Like that was a thing. It was a risk.
Yeah, it really was for the longest period of time. And the system hasn't been designed for a cure. But I think what's happening now is there's a consciousness movement where people are really starting to realize and understand that, you know what, fear is false evidence appearing real, and it's time to speak our truth. And it's becoming more and more acceptable. And especially when you have the treatments, when you know, these parents go to these Western treatments and they're not curing the root cause, and then they come to me and they are actually getting better. I mean, this is going to spread, right? This frequency is going to spread. So yeah, I think it's the right time. And more people are starting to become accepting of what they used to call fringe medicine. The exciting thing is that we're actually starting to get the studies. We're actually starting to get the science, the functional MRIs, and we're starting to put this into the papers, right? Of what's really happening in the brain and how these treatments are actually really helping. And so we're presenting it in the language of science. And so it's going to become more and more popular.
Yeah. And looking at some of the other, you know, some of the places you spoke, some of the things, I know you recently had an experience at Davos. I mean, a brand doesn't get bigger for a global conference, right? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to speak at Davos at the World Economic Forum. There was a house there called the House of Trust, which a lot of New Earth architects is what I call it, global entrepreneurs who want the earth to survive and who want the earth to be a better place have gathered there. And a bunch of entrepreneurs were there, and they gave me a mic. And if you give me a mic, I'm going to talk. And and also, like, the healthcare industry is a huge industry. And, you know, there's a lot of, if you want to call it, money to be made there, especially with treatments that really do treat the root cause. And so I have access and connections to these, you know, healing technologies and healing people. So I got to share that with this amazing group of people who were gathered there who really want to synergize to help Mother Earth. I mean, these are people who, you know, they've been through life, they've been through all these different things, and all they want, they have a shit ton of money, and all they really want to do at the end of the day is help. They want to serve people, because the end path of all spiritual paths is service. It's impossible to help someone else without helping yourself. So it was one of the best weeks of my life. Got to meet a lot of amazing people and got to speak and share my truth in front of a lot of impact for beautiful people. So it was fun.
Tell me about your heart protocol and what that entails.
Yeah. So after I quit my job as a psychiatrist in LA, 2 weeks before I was about to become a partner there at one of LA's biggest hospital firms, I started kind of really sending out this frequency. Give me something that really treats the root cause. Give me, because like the medications weren't doing it. Talking about it for 10 years wasn't doing it. And I was given this protocol, and, you know, it's this combination of four different medicines given at different times, which quiet the mind, open the heart. And what I found is a clear connection to what people call the higher self. Some people call it the soul. Some people call it your superconscious mind is what Freud called it. And you have this 3-4 hour window where you can receive these frequencies. And this part of you knows exactly how to heal. It knows exactly what your purpose is. And like, so the cool thing is people get to record it while they're in the ceremony. And so they're telling themselves, yo, I have purpose. They're telling themselves, and like all these spontaneous healings are happening. It's a really powerful ceremonial modality that is really treating the root cause. And I've been blessed to travel around the world and facilitate for the last 3 or 4 years now.
It's appropriate to go through this process and this ceremony. Like, what are the types of individuals that are normally, I should say, attracted to it?
Yeah, there's two types of people. The one type of person is someone who has tried the Western health system and they're aware that it's not really helping. And they really, like, you know, want to reconnect with their higher self and they want to heal. I mean, we're seeing, like, you know, 40, 50, 100 years of trauma sometimes processed in 3 or 4 hours, right? And so the cause of addiction is also, if you want to call it, trauma. It's not what's the addiction, it's what's the underlying trauma, which is causing the addiction, right? So all of these different things, psychiatric conditions, if they're stable enough at the time, can experience this and have profound. So that's one. But the second type really is the people who want to optimize their life. Think of the movie like Limitless. And you want to have access, like even business people sometimes come to me, because when you connect to your higher self, you have access to information beyond space or time. So they're giving themselves, you know, business advice, don't do business with this person, or they're foreseeing potential future possibilities, right? And so it can be helpful for people who just want to optimize, become limitless, and reconnect mm-hmm. with the higher aspect of themselves as well. And then these days, a lot of influencers are coming to me because they're at a point where they just want to serve and help people. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of also been the third group of people.
What do you think helps you like attract these experiences to yourself? Like, I know, you know, obviously you're helping many others, but I'm interested in you as well. Like, what do you feel helps you attract all these experiences to you? Like, where are you at?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And so for me, everything is science, right? So for the last 7 years, I've held a steady intention. Right. And my intention has
been 7 years of an intention. First off, that's an amazing practice. That's amazing. Go ahead.
It is every single morning, man. And for the liberation of all sentient beings, a new global paradigm of mental health. Show me what I need to see. Tell me what I need to do. And then I quiet my mind and I listen. And so in this practice, what I realized is intention is a magnetic frequency that exists between matter. So if I hold a steady intention, it's literally it's a magnetic frequency, which is going to attract me every single thing that I need to fulfill this intention. And so I've held that steady intention, and that's what's been attracting everything that I need to complete what I came here to do. And so, yeah, I would just say it's steady intention and not giving up, right? Because there's going to be roadblocks, but these roadblocks are lessons, blessings, and opportunities. As long as I don't give up and I hold a steady intention, I'm limitless. I can accomplish anything. So
how do you stay focused on that intention? Like, how do you continue with it and the practice and otherwise? Like, how do you stick to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like literally become, how can I say, like a single point of focus, right? Yeah. So, you know, for example, Kobe Bryant, there was a time when he was young where he just decided, you know, I'm going to become the greatest basketball player who ever lived, right? And in a later on interview, what he said was eventually, every single conversation he had, every single meal he ate, every single thing that he did eventually started evolving around this one intention or goal. And so for me, it's, I guess he calls it Mamba mentality, where it's like getting better every single day, improving every single day, learning every single day, and being committed to this one intention, you know, very heroically. And some people call it, you know, a little intensely, but yeah, and that's kind of what's led to it's just ingrained into my subconscious mind. When you're telling yourself the same thing every single day for 7 years, it's going to ingrain into your subconscious mind. To this point, it's like it's just natural. It's just part of them.
Yeah, it's great. First off, always love a great Kobe story. I just went, what was it, yesterday, maybe the day before, and saw the new statue that was unveiled. And I'm like, oh, obviously it was taken too soon from us. But I saw like the crowds and everybody around him and just his legacy, like around the statue, and people just lined up to take pictures. I don't think those lines are going to disappear on the weekends. Like, it was amazing to see him added to the lineage over there in that whole LA Live Staples Center area, or crypto, whatever we call it. Now, yeah, there you go.
100%, man. And that's the beauty of, you know, his legacy is like, you know, just being committed, hard work, and it inspires people because they start realizing like, oh wow, okay, like I can do that too. And that's the whole point, to inspire each other.
I want to circle back to the podcast. So speaking of inspiring, so the Spiritual Psychiatrist podcast, again, excited about your show. What do you hope that, like, tell us a little bit more about the format and what you hope the listeners will gain from it, from tuning in.
Yeah. So what I really hope, the whole point of all of it is the truth will set us free, right? So the whole point is to help as many people be free as possible. I mean, that means financially free, right? That means mentally free. That means physically free, right? And so that's the whole point, is freedom. To help people liberate, and the truth will set us free. And so there's been a lot of stuff that's happened over, without going too deep into it, a lot of kind of stuff out there that are not actually true. And so I have access to certain information that I can share with other people and take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But, you know, I found this truth and I found my freedom. And so that's what I'm really hoping to do, is to uncover hidden truths of the past, whether it's spiritual or financial or whatever it is, to help people have the information and spark people so that they can become free. And I, you know, I'm doing that sometimes solo podcasts where, you know, I'll just kind of go through and like, you know, yo, this is on my heart. I really want to share this truth about what really happened in Atlantis. What really happened? How was like, you know, the Bible created? Like, how was all these things? How did people start calling God a male? right? Yeah. You know, how did God become a male? Is that true? You know, so like all of these different things, which can sometimes box people in, I'm going to shed some awareness about it and people can take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But the whole point of it is freedom. Sometimes I hope that it becomes a platform where I can really have amazing, influential people on there and have amazing conversations, you know, which, you know, describe people's hero's journey, right? And so Everybody has a hero's journey, a story to tell. And so from those stories, I hope to spark other people, inspire other people into their freedom, into their hero path, so that they can share and inspire other people.
When I think about what you're doing and just your understanding of knowledge, of vibration, of frequency, of energy, it's one of my favorite things about the podcast. Because in my head, the way I see it is I'm like, oh, okay. So you're like, our missions are so intertwined. I'm like, as I think about every episode that you release, every episode that's on our website or on Apple or on Spotify or anything else like that, what I'm thinking of, oh, there goes Sam's vibration going out into the world, attracting what he's supposed to attract, attracting, you know, and helping people really in mass. And I've seen already the amazing growth of your show very quickly, by the way. So downloads and otherwise, and I'm like, I see it like hitting a wavelength there where it's really resonating with people. What's your vision for this?
Yeah, there's no frequency stronger than truth and love, right? So if you're speaking it from a place of love and a place of truth, that frequency hits, right? So my vision for all of this is to spark people, right? To spark people to remember. Nobody's healing anybody, right? And to spark people to have hope. Like, oh, wow. Oh, my son can actually heal. Oh, shoot. I really do have purpose. Oh, crap. All of that weird things that I thought I was weird for. Actually, no, there's other people who are just as weird as me, right? And is to create a community, right? Like kind of like what you guys are doing at Mission Matters.
Yeah.
A community around this where people feel like, yo, I'm not alone, you know, and, you know, from really just that, you know, maybe there's someone in like India, a little kid, who hears the podcast and they're inspired, man, and it sparks them, right? So that from the minutest level, that's my hope. But on a large level, yeah, like I said, utilizing this, you know, I've already met amazing people from this who, you know, and who reached out to me, and I'm connecting with amazing people. And that's the whole point, community and coming together and leaving the earth a little better place than what we found it.
Yeah. Talk to me. And obviously, you know, we're podcast producers over here. We publish a lot of books. So I'm in the business of media day to day. So I might sound biased and it's okay. But in my mind, the importance of sharing your story, I mean, that's my life's mission, is to help others share their story. So I'm curious to hear from your standpoint, like why you feel it's important to share your story, or to use your words, that hero's journey that you're helping others as well share.
Yeah, I appreciate that mission, Adam, because like that's it, right? Because, you know, your truth can set people free that mine cannot, right? And so that's it, right? That's why sharing your truth, sharing your heroes, and there's nothing more powerful than your own personal testimony, because it's not just knowledge, it's something that you've lived. And storytelling is kind of the archaic, most beautiful way of when someone starts telling a story and someone's listening, it automatically connects the mind and the heart right away. And they get into the story and they're receiving so much information through the story, which is not actually spoken. So on all of those levels, it's so important for each one of us to speak our truth. And, you know, you mentioned the word media, right? And, you know, I appreciate you and your mission, because whoever controls the media and the flow of information, sound is one of the most powerful ways to heal. And so in the beginning, God said, let there be light. Sound becomes light. And so actually the sound and video are communicating with our every single person listening's DNA, and it's sparking their DNA. And if they're hearing truth, it's going to spark them, right? And it's going to inspire them and it's going to heal them. Actually, sound and light is the future of medicine, right? So sharing your story with sound and light and through the media, this is huge. I mean, this is what's literally going to save the planet.
Man, I like the way you said it. You said it better than I'm going to be able to paraphrase it back to you, but your story can set someone else free. I think you just now saved me like a 1 minute explanation. Normally when I'm talking to somebody, I go through this long thing about, you know, somebody's, you know, my voice may resonate with somebody. Your voice may resonate with somebody else. There's no right or wrong way to do this, right? Like there's not too many stories out there, but I like the way that you said it way better than the way I said it, which is, you know, your voice, your story, your journey can set someone free. I like that, Sam.
Absolutely, Adam. Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. And I love what you also said. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
Right? And this is kind of an encouragement for people, because I know a lot of people out there are like, how do I do this post? Like, am I going to be wrong? Am I going to be right? Am I going to whatever? And right. And I know, and you know, Adam, off there, we had a conversation about this, and I was like, yo, when you first start, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And for the longest time, for like 2 years, 3 years, I was like, I should start a podcast. I should start sharing some of this stuff. And I didn't, because, you know, there was a voice in my head that was like, oh, I got to do it the right way. I got to wait for the right time. But I'm just telling you, your truth can set people free that mine cannot. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. Really, it's just about getting started, right? Getting started and just putting your truth out there. The people who and authenticity attracts authenticity. As long as you're authentic in speaking your truth, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And so just a word of encouragement, right? If you do it consistently for a long time, like when Joe Rogan started his podcast, there were like two listeners. That's it. Consistently for a long period of time and continue to put your truth out there. Authenticity attracts authenticity. It's going to start attracting the right people. Not everybody's going to like it, but it's going to attract the right people into your community. And it's just going to be fun. So yeah.
Yeah. So we've talked about your show. We've talked about, you know, some of your work. How about let's get futuristic here. Future of mental wellness. Like what's your vision and where mental wellness can go?
Yeah. So right now I'm starting, the future is now. So I'm already starting to collaborate with certain ketamine clinics. The future of mental health episode 5 of my podcast is psychedelics and frequency. So I see these clinics all around the world. I see these healing centers all around the world, whatever you want to call it, hubs, where everybody has access to these centers. So a new decentralized model of healthcare where people can come in and literally they're safe spaces. And we have all of the technology. We already have the technology. That's what I'm saying. To really help people with scalar wave machines, to help people reconnect with their higher self, to help people remember who they are. And everybody's going to have access to healthcare, and there's going to be little hubs and clinics all around the world. And I'm already partnering with, you know, a bunch of people who have this vision, and we're slowly rolling it out. So it's going to be fun. Yeah, man. Universal health.
I'm loving this vision. And I also am excited to continue to watch the story unfold on your show, because that's one of the fun things I like about shows in general, is that, especially the podcast, is that you mentioned this, you know, year over year doing, like you stick with something. It's fun to watch it all evolve. Because I like, we're doing this episode now, like in a year we do another one, whenever else. Yeah, I see the show evolve. You said, I believe you're on episode 5. Well, you'll be at 100 before you know it. You'll blink and you'll be like, whoa, I'm at episode 100. Like what? And you have this amazing catalog and this journey, and you're taking your audience on that journey with you. To me, I think that's just a super special experience to be able to share as a host, which I know you're aware of and you're growing into too. And again, you get to your episode, whatever the number is, as you get closer and closer and you understand like that intimate connection between you and the audience. I just think it's just super special.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I love what you said, man. It's fun to evolve.
Yeah.
It's fun to evolve. And that's what we're here to do, is to continue to evolve, create. Right. Be curious. Curiosity leads to clarity, to have open-minded conversations. And I get to do all of that on the podcast. Yeah, I really appreciate Mission Matters. You know, looked around for a podcast company. You guys are doing it really well, man. Really well. And so, yeah, it's fun to evolve. It's fun to have these conversations and to be curious. Curiosity leads to clarity.
So, Sam, first off, appreciate you coming on the show. This is to celebrate, of course, you, your work, the new show. That being said, if someone is watching this and wants to follow up and they want to learn more, whether it's working with you at Transcendence Mental Health, listening to your show, like how do people follow you overall?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram where I'm posting Samuel B. Lee, MD. And if people want to come to one of our retreats, transcendencementalhealth.com. And we ain't even had breakfast yet.
I'm in. And well, for everybody watching this, we'll put all that information in the show notes. And hey, if this is your first time with Mission Matters and you haven't hit that subscribe button, this is your personalized invitation to hit that subscribe button now. We really appreciate it. And if you're feeling really, really friendly, leave a review. We won't be mad at that. That's for sure. And we have many more mission-based individuals coming up for you on the line. We don't want you to miss anything. And seriously, Sam, so excited for the success of your show. I'm excited to see more episodes come out and also to be a part of and follow your journey. So thank you for coming on today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam. Appreciate it, man.